What's up, everybody out there in TV land? Well, this isn't TV, so excuse me if I get things confused sometimes. But anyway, it's your boy King Swag. This is Henny Tings, and we're coming to you live, raw, direct. And you know, as I always say, we doing it big. But anyway, I had to do a quick rundown on some information that I received, and
another one.
It's a little disturbing to a degree. I don't know, I just expected better of certain individuals throughout this whole beef thing with Drake and what have you. I gotta take a drink. I gotta have a sip real quick. Hold on. Goes down smooth. Anyway, listen. I'm playing this song for a reason. Now, one more time. Go ahead and say it. Okay. Say it one more time. All right, we're going to cut it right there. Once again, it's your boy King Swag. This is Henny Tings. I play every sound clip that I do play for a reason. Now, reason being is, if you guys don't know, it's been confirmed, people, Drake is the father. And yes, he did have a child with former softcore porn star Sophie Broussax, if that's how you pronounce her name. I don't know. Jono say, Bobby. I don't know. But anyway, I'm not sure if anyone has done what we here at Haintings is about to do. But congratulations, Drake, on being a father. It's a special thing. Bless up, my dog. Bless up. Anyway, I'm sure the info didn't come out the way Drake wanted. But hey, listen, Drake. Just Hulk smash the scumbags that tried to fuck your shit up. With that being said, we turn our attention to Pusha T. Not saying he's a scumbag or anything. Like, I'm not doing that. But anyway, we turn our attention to Pusha T and the story of Adidon. Y'all know that? Y'all know that just diss track. That shit was... ugh. But anyway, I'm sure we all recall the diss track which exposed Drake's semi or maybe ignored secret, because there was rumors surfing around this, you know what I mean, for a while. There was a lot of things going on. Anyway, fast forward to present time. I'm sure we all thought to ourselves, how did Pusha T get this information on Drake? Who said what, where, when, why, and how? Anyway, all in all, it is something that a lot of us thought and ignored, but apparently it was Drake that spilled the beans on being a father. Drake found out said information and shared said information, which he put in a track called March 14th. Go check that out. Drake played that very personal track to Kanye West. Wait, what? Yes, Kanye West. So Kanye knew this personal secret, and yes, you guessed right. He told Pusha T, like, I'm pausing to think about it. He told Pusha T's, you know, Drake's business. Anyway, Kanye put it all out there on Front Street. He put Drake's business all out there on Front Street. Why? I don't think any of us know why, but now it all adds up. We have all taken notice to Drake continuing to send far more shots at Kanye than Pusha T. I was wondering why the fuck, because every diss track seemed like he was dissing Kanye a little bit more than Pusha T, and it didn't make no sense, but now it all adds up. But anyway, we now know why. We now know exactly why he's been sending far more shots. Can't talk. Far more shots at Kanye. It's because Kanye, now I say this, I love Kanye. I still love Kanye. But I got my eye on that fuck shit. I got my eye on him for that fuck shit. Listen, Kanye spilled the beans. He told Pusha T Drake's business. Dare I say, he is what we call a fuck nigga for that major dose of fuck shit. You don't go and tell somebody's personal business. Like, that's pretty deep. That's not a little deep. That's real deep. Now, today's recording really is going to be 100% short and sweet. It's pretty much already done. But anyway, now we know what's up. Drake told Kanye and Kanye snitched. I'm starting to see, to be honest, maybe why Jay-Z keeps his distance from Yeezy, man. If y'all really, let's really look at it all. Why the hell is Jay-Z so distant from Kanye? He didn't go to the wedding. They don't really talk. We got Kanye going on rants when Kim was robbed and shit. You wouldn't even call me. Ah! Y'all remember that, and he lost his fucking mind. You know what I'm saying? Opioid addiction. Now, yo, Kanye, hope you get help. I hope you're feeling a lot better. But facts still remain. Kanye, and I fucks with you so much from day one. I played that song for a reason. I fucks with you. I fucks with everybody who's involved in this. Man, big ups to every single one that's in this. But listen, I want you guys to still bear in mind and keep this straight up. Look, we're going to do it straight up. All right. This was all forewarned. This was foreshadowed by Jay-Z in a track that Drake and Jay-Z did called Light Up. I don't know if any of you guys remember that track, but Jay-Z warned Drake specifically to a T on what was going to happen to him. To a T. There's no in the middle about this. It was on Thank Me Later. Yes, it was on Drake's Thank Me Later. So he warns him in Light Up, like, yo, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen to you when people do come at you with beef. I'm going to play that clip for you guys. I'm probably going to end it on that. I may say a few little things. I don't even know. But listen, I just want you guys to listen to this. I may play it back more than once because I want you guys to get the significance of this. Hov, yo, put them diamonds in the sky, whatever he throwing up now, because this guy, he done seen it all. He done it all. He knows what's up. He knew what was going to happen to Drake. And he told him straight up. Anyway, y'all listen before I don't want to go on anymore. Y'all listen. Your boy King Swag, Henny Tings. Y'all listen to this. Me and my dogs is far-fetched. Drake, here's how they gon' come at you. With silly rap, he's trying to distract you. In disguise, in the form of a favor. The bar's seeing me, watch for the traitors. I done seen it all, done it all. Swat none of these dum-dums could gun them off. Did y'all really catch that? Did anyone catch that? Yes, no, maybe so. Do y'all catch that? Do y'all not hear what he said? I'm gonna play it one more time and I'm gonna break it down. Again, I ain't got a scar yet, cause you fucking around with me and my dogs is far fetched. Drake, here's how they gon' come at you. With silly rap fools trying to distract you. In disguise, in the form of a favor. The bar's seeing me, watch for the traitors. I done seen it all, done it all. Swat none of these dum-dums could gun them off. Don't y'all see what he said? Drake, this is how they gonna come at you. With silly rap feuds trying to distract you. That's the first little tidbit. Then he says, this is how they gonna come at you. With silly rap feuds trying to distract you. And then I'm gonna play it back one more time. Play it back one more time. In disguise, in the form of a favor. The bar seeing me. Watch for the traitors. Y'all didn't hear that? Then Jay-Z says to Drake, they're going to disguise certain shit in the form of a favor. Now, if you guys don't have direct insight on this, I'm going to break it down even further. So Kanye, how this even happened, how Kanye found out about this. Kanye asks Drake, hey, could you, I need your help writing a track, blah, blah. Maybe Kanye was having writer's block. It happens. It's okay. It happens. But in that camaraderie, that brotherhood, they're like, yo, listen, I'm helping you with this track. This is a track that I made. He plays Kanye March 14th, which basically spills the beans on him being a father. So Drake is the one who spilled the beans, but he spilled the beans to Kanye in privacy. he spilt it to him saying, hey, boom, I got a kid. I just found out I'm a dad, man. I was unsure about this for a little bit. Didn't know what the fuck was up. Found out I'm a dad. Kanye then, I don't know, for whatever weird fucking reason, tells Pusha T. And Pusha T hits the ground running in Story of Adidon. I mean, shit was raw, but I mean, now let's just leave it at that. Point blank, Kanye snitched on Drake. He told his business. Not saying that there's some rule where it's like, hey, he can't tell the nigga business, but god dang. You ask him, hey, could you help me with a track? Look, the favor, what Jay-Z talks about. They're going to disguise in the form of a favor. He asks him, hey, could you help me out with a track? Drake, kind-hearted Drake, goes over there. Yeah, yeah, I got you, man. You know, because Drake can write. Y'all talk about all this ghostwriting stuff. Yes, most artists, I said in previous podcasts, most artists have ghostwriters. That's okay. Shit happens. It's okay. Niggas get writer block. But anyway, or just people want to present to you something that they think would be raw for that moment in time. And that's cool. So Drake goes ahead, boom. He says, yeah, listen, Kanye, I got you. I'm going to help you write this song. But he plays this song March 14th, which exposes that he has a child. He just found out he's a dad. And Kanye tells Pusha, and that's how Pusha had the ammunition he had to fire at Drake the way that he did, which seemed very weird. Let's be honest. I'm sure every single one of us was wondering, how the fuck did he find out this information? And if you recall how Kanye was so quick to, peace, lines have been crossed, da, da, da. It turns out that actually Kanye actually had reached out to Jay Prince to help dead the situation. Because shit was about to go super left for everybody that was involved in this shit. So you see how the industry is sometimes? Shit happens. I mean, it is what it is, but Kanye, keep being yourself, man. And by that, I mean be old Kanye. I'm not talking about opioid Kanye. I'm not talking about Adidas or shoe Kanye and the clothes. I don't listen. I just want you to be yourself, man. Things have happened, but be yourself, bro. Cause you just tiptoed your way into snitch territory. You just snitched. You really did. You snitched. Oh, my son up in here. Oh, here my son again. But anyway, I'm gonna play it one more time for y'all. I'm gonna exit on that. That's how I'm gonna exit.
With silly rap fools trying to distract in disguise in the form of a favor. The bar seeing me, watch for the traitors. And I've seen it all, done it all. That's why none of these dumb dumbs could gun them off. The summer's on, the winter too. Top down in the winter, that's what winners do. And to these niggas, I'm like Windows 7. You let them tell it, they swear.
They invented you, what?
Since no good deed go unpunished. I'm not as cool with niggas as I once was.
Speaking of Kanye.
I once was, cool as the funds was.
Mm-hmm.
These bright lights turn into a monster.
What?
Sorry, mama, I promise it wouldn't take me, but I would've went insane had I remained the same.
Same me. What?
Fuck niggas. Bitches too. All I got is this money.
Y'all ain't hear that? I hope y'all listen to those words. Anyway, it's your boy King Swag. This is Henny Tings. We out here. We doing it big. We doing it major. Follow us on Twitter. Look us up. Website. HennyTings.com. We doing it. This is going to be posted up. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I jumped ahead of Henny Tings. I just kind of wanted to release this. So it is what it is. But anyway, it's your boy King Swag. This is Henny Tings. We doing it big. We doing it major. Y'all have a blessed day. Oh, man. Stay away from the fuck shit. No new friends. Jay-Z, you was right. Kanye snitching. God dang, what's going on in the world? Anyway, I'm out. I'm out of here. I don't know. Man, god dang.